Welcome to the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast here on the Backbreaker Media Network. And now, your host, Big Bad Boris.
It's time for another edition of the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast right here on the Backbreaker Media Network. And it is a special, special treat for me, especially reunited, and it feels so good. I am joined by not only Scott Box 64, who's made an appearance on this podcast previously, but it's a Sat Pod reunion. The Big Diesel himself, Mr. Warren Barris. Warren, how the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm glad I got the invite this time around. I listened to that last one, and it was something.
It was something. Scotty, what's going on?
Actually, while we're talking about that, Scotty, what's Mike's last name again that runs Backbreaker?
Milanaway. Mike Milanaway. I refuse to say his name any other way.
Mike
is a good guy. I enjoy him.
Didn't he used to be the punter for the BC Lions? Oh boy, we're off to a start. We had the cameras on a couple seconds ago before we started recording, and Scotty had a PBR in one hand and a bong in the other. So,
yeah, so that's good. Some things don't change, you know. Stay the same.
There's that charisma from Scotty. And Warren, you're at work. How's we were talking before we started recording. You are for people that don't know, you are a professional jockeyer of discs, if you will.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I like to jockey the discs.
That's right. Right before we started recording, we were talking about how, you know, the public are reacting to the COVID, and you guys are kind of taking a bit of shrapnel just for being kind of media representatives. Tell me a bit about that, if you can.
It's mainly just people tend to forget, like, it's no different than the people that you see on videos or online that go to the grocery stores and bitch and complain at the 17-year-old kid that is asking them to put their mask on. Mm. They don't make the rules. Neither do we. We're just passing along the information and the new rules and regulations and everything from the people that make them. But yet people point the finger and like, oh, yeah, that means that you align yourself with this political party or that you're one of, it's just, I don't know. It's just the last year and a half has just been sadly eye-opening into the province that we live in, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's been, the word embarrassing has come up a lot more than I had hoped it would have ever.
It's a crazy time for sure. Scotty, you're vaccinated, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. For the record, pro mask, pro vax. Warren, you're not infringing on people's rights then?
Me personally, no. Hell no.
No, I was so confused. I thought the media was.
Well, it's either that or we're just spreading false news or fake news. So.
You guys are doing the right thing.
I was going to say, have you ever been called fake news by anyone?
Not me directly, but our show has in the past. Yes, that we're helping to provide the narrative of the, I don't know, whatever the stock line is that those people tend to use. So
the propaganda machine with Warren and Toby.
Yeah, we're spinning the wheels, greasing them up nice and good.
How's your wallet? It must be so much bigger now, right?
Oh, I got my spine's crooked because of my wallet so fat that I sit on it weird.
Excellent, so, excellent. You know. All right, let's talk about the professional wrestling now. I know Scotty and I have talked a lot about not really watching too much kind of mainstream cable wrestling. We've kind of talked a little bit over the past little while. I think you've kind of fallen off a little bit too, right? Not really watching too much.
Yeah, honestly, like I'll hop in for Mania Rumble. I'm always a big sucker for the Rumble, but as far as week to week, I haven't watched probably in over a year now, like really anything. I'll keep up with it. Like I'll see it on social media and stuff. And like, I still follow a lot of accounts to talk about it. And I'll check out the occasional dirt sheet every now and then, but up until 2 weeks ago, I had zero interest in it at all.
And, well, we're going to talk about that.
Now things have changed.
Did either of you guys see any of NXT 2.0 episode 1?
I actually did watch all of it last night.
I watched the first maybe 15 minutes. I watched the finish of the title match, and I watched the last 2 minutes of the wedding, and I was very confused because I haven't really watched regularly. Warren, did you see any of it? Anything on social media or what have you?
I saw, yeah, bits and pieces of it. Yeah, it looks like, I mean, they're definitely doing a look how different we are. We changed.
Not for the better, though. It looks terrible.
The look was very, very interesting to me. It was very much almost like, and I guess it kind of is, but like that TV studio wrestling you used to see like way back in the 80s and even like the Universal Studios kind of stuff. The look was very weird. There was no, one of the things that caught me is they changed the, like obviously all the color and stuff. I do like the logos on the wall that they could make different colors. That was kind of cool. But I noticed there's no barricade for the fans, and it was weird to see fans' legs and feet, which I know sounds stupid, but it's just something I noticed. And they changed the canvas from the black canvas to that like very light blue one. And it's very colorful.
Mm. Yeah. I don't totally understand the, like what they're, I guess, going for other than it's just a polar opposite of what it used to be. It was very like dark and kind of like, I don't know, grungy kind of look that they were going for. Now it's like the exact opposite, I guess.
Yeah. The musical aesthetic had changed from they used to always use like metal and like hard rock. And now everything's very hip hoppy. Scotty, what were you going to say?
It looks like you'd see like if you were on vacation at a resort and they were like, we got a wrestling excursion. And then you come and you sit in this little area. The main event was good. The wedding thing was the kind of wackiness in wrestling I enjoy. It was like, does anyone object? Everyone raised their hand. The guy flashed a hatchet. Everyone put their hand down.
Like, I don't really understand the storyline. I know nothing about, I don't even know who this Indy Hartwell girl is, if that's her name. I don't know anything about the story. So it seemed all kind of odd to me. It just like, I, you know, we always consider NXT the kind of the work rate show, and to have a wedding as the main event of an episode of NXT kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way. But I mean, it is what it is, right?
Especially when you got a title match for like, hey, it's the first new one, or like 2.0, first new show. We're going to have a new champion. And that is the co-main event to the wedding segment.
Yeah, I would have expected it to be the main event.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, wow, they're giving this a lot of time.
Well, and what the hell happened with Joe? Like, what, why? He's hurt again, but is he really hurt, or is they doing this just to put a new title holder? Like, what, is it Vince being Vince?
I don't think he's hurt.
Vince talked to Scott Steiner, and he said, he's fat. And Samoa Joe's out now.
I know nothing about it other than, like, what we've all read, but I don't buy it. Sus, as the kids like to say. That's what the old sus.
Jesus. Did you just say that, Scotty? Did you bring that up?
I'm a modern guy.
You're so hip. Hello, fellow you.
The worst is, the older I get, the more I feel like that meme. And the more I start to look like Steve Buscemi.
Are you even 30 yet, Scotty?
No, I'm 28.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. The other thing I noticed is I think you could tell that... I'm drawing a blank on his name now, but the Kevin Dunn, I think you could tell that he was running the board because there was a lot of camera cuts. It's just, and I think it's just because I'm so used to watching, because I watch so much indie wrestling. I'm used to like maybe two or three cameras depending on the event I'm watching. So I'm not used anymore to having like 15 camera shooting one show, and it was very kind of all over the place. Mm.
I saw some tweets as well from Mike. What's his last name, Scotty?
Milanaway, I believe.
Yeah, he tweeted that it seemed like they were maybe piping in crowd noise as well, which is it's a sad thing to think, like, how much I loved NXT for as long as I did, that it literally just became Vince being like, no, I'm taking this, sorry Hunter, you're out, we're gonna do this, and then just completely changing it to the bullshit that we compared what NXT was to, I guess, right?
It's only one show. And, you know, I guess we kind of have to let things like this breathe, but we'll see what's going on. Now, I want you guys to argue over whose song gets played first.
I don't even remember what Scotty picked.
I picked The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Boston.
He picked The Impression like That just, I Get.
You just intro. Like, well, there it is.
Sounds like I'm going first.
Okay, well, then I want you to explain to me why you picked this song there, young Scott Box.
Oh, it's just a classic hit. It was in Digimon the movie. Sometimes they play it in video games. It's a hit. It's a hit song.
It's in from Digimon the movie.
It's funny he mentions that because I was walking around work the other day thinking about GoBots for some reason. Do you know GoBots? Does that ring a bell to you at all?
Yeah, they're like bootleg Transformers.
Yeah, they're like the shitty version of the Transformers. Like Digimon is the shitty version of Pokemon.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember these guys. GoBots.
Oh, I thought you were like, I remember Digimon.
Mighty robots, mighty vehicles.
You know what else I found the other day? To kind of segue real quick here. You're too young to remember roller games, right?
I remember like roller derby on TV, if that's what you're talking about.
Like there was the roller jam one they did on TNN.
Oh,
but I'm talking right. I'm talking about before this. There was a show when I was a kid called Roller Games, and it was roller derby. And I remember loving it when I was a kid, and I went digging on YouTube, and some dude's taken all the roller jam shows and like remastered them to HD and uploaded them. So they're all on YouTube now, and it's cheesy, wonderful entertainment.
There's apparently a Roller Games NES game.
Shut the fuck
up. Really? That's the thing that exists.
Oh, you're quick on that Google machine, hey?
I always was. I still got the fast fingers, baby. You know me.
All right, we're going to talk more about your fingers in a couple minutes. this is the first track. It is the impression that I get. It's the Mighty Mighty Boston's Omni Punk and Pile Driver podcast.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. You need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and put there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I
the Mighty Mighty Boston's on the Punk and Proud Evers podcast on the Backbreaker Media Network. My name is Big Bad Boris, joined by Big Diesel Warren Bears and the Scott Buck 64. Now, Warren, your name has recently popped up in the professional wrestling world. Talk to me about what are you involved with?
Well, I'm humbled, I guess, to be asked.
Is your back
to be
broken?
My back is broken. It's spinal. part of the show here in Edmonton on Friday, October 15th, the Love Wrestling Force Pro Wrestling event that's going to be going on. So I'm excited to be on the commentary team for that and take what you in the past have taught me and hopefully apply it to some good use and do my best.
Scotty, we should go to the show.
I already have tickets, good sir.
Oh, well, then I should get a ticket to the show, and then we can hold up signs that say we want Warren.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to, like, yeah, I was definitely going to try to bring some cool signs.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm open to any ideas. Got to have a Colton Kelly sign.
I mean, can you just have all of your old Sapod sayings, like Mark Henry Bebe?
And... That'd be the best. Mark Henry Bebe sign. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Although I remember one time at a PWA show, there was a guy who had his sign and it just said, Haku is Ming. It was the best sign I ever saw.
You know, that sounds about right.
And Ming was not on the show.
No, Ming has not made a PWA appearance. Yeah, we'd have to have like a, yeah, Mark Henry Bebe or Smash Morton, maybe like a What's Scotty Smoking sign.
Mm. What's this brother smoking with an arrow pointing down at Scotty?
You know what else I was thinking about the other day was that beautiful remix you did of MVP's theme music.
I was
music.
Just thinking, I should have sent you all of the clips and stuff so that you could have had them for this reunion, but I didn't think of that until now.
Okay, let's talk about the other side of the coin. AEW obviously has been doing a lot of big things lately. The pay-per-view, I went down to Beer Cave here in Edmonton to watch All Out. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thought it was a really good show. Scotty, I'm sure you watched it or watched some of it.
Yeah, I watched all of it on the laptop, like the next day kind of thing.
Thoughts?
Great show, though. Great show. A little long, but great show.
What did it clock in? About 3.5?
Yeah.
I'd like to keep all my stuff to about 3 hours. Maybe like WrestleMania, like there's two shows that I'll let go long. I'll let WrestleMania go long and I'll let Wrestle Kingdom go long. But like anything else.
And the Rumble.
That, yeah. Even the Rumble. You could do all that shit in 3 hours. Come on now.
All right.
Well, Ward, did you see any of All Out?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I knew that Punk had been around. I watched his debut. I was involved enough in that I was like, well, I got to watch his first match, see what he can bring to the table. I was aware of most of the rumors of guys that might be flipping and stuff, and it was enough that I was like, as much as it pains me, and we've been so spoiled to have things like the WWE Network that I was like, man, I got to spend $50 on this thing.
Oh. And you did?
But yeah, I did it. Yeah, well,
wow,
well, I
mean, good for you.
Brando came over. When we split it, but
pod today too.
It was a great show. Like I haven't felt coming out of that. I was excited. Like it's, I think the closest I'll ever get to like back when I first started wrestling as a kid, mm-hmm. where you're just excited about things. You're like, oh, what does this mean? Where? Because I didn't know anybody. Like I haven't watched any AEW in a long time, so I didn't know any of the people that I didn't already know. And it was just a lot of like, oh man, like this, that show was awesome. Start to finish, like probably one of the best pay-per-views I've ever seen.
Who for you, Warren, was like a talent that blew you away that you didn't know?
Was it Eddie Kingston against Rusev?
Yeah.
Yep.
He was good. He's cool.
Against Rusev?
Yeah. Or Miro. Sorry.
Don't get sued. I call him Rusev still too. Every once in a while, I'll be like, man, Rusev is killing it.
Darby also pretty good. I mean, I didn't get to see much of him. I don't think. I feel like there's probably a lot more to him than what we saw in that match with Punk. But I get like the appeal to him for sure.
He bumped his ass off in that match.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He's just a good bumper for sure.
There was somebody else too that I really liked, but I don't. Oh, Paul White.
No. Oh yeah, that Paul White. What an up and comer.
That cushy semi-main event spot.
Yeah, what a spot to put old Paul in, eh?
And that was fine for what it was. Like, it wasn't too long, and it just did what it was supposed to do. And
it's just a weird spot. Like, I guess if you're going to have a buffer match, that's the one, I guess. It was just strange to have
the
that.
Divas match, man. Even the Divas match spot.
What's their battle?
The casino battle royal?
I don't know what the fuck that. I didn't like that at all, personally. I don't know what that is. I feel like they're onto something. I just don't know.
Rumble rules. Like it's basically a Royal Rumble, but just you come in groups.
The problem is that you have all these girls coming in all at once and you're giving them their entrances, but then the wrestling's still going on. So they're missing the spots in the ring because they're filming the people come to the ring. And it's just, I don't know.
They got to get like picture going or something.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
And I think they maybe have painted themselves into a bit of a corner with that thing as the years go by, because they always save that Joker spot for somebody special, and they're not going to be able to blow the world away and have a big debut every show, you know?
That said, I was pretty impressed. Like, I had seen the rumors, and pretty much everybody, I think, knew that that was going to be Ruby in that spot. But that's the thing that I was like, okay, at least he's not doing the Vince thing of like, well, they're on to us, we're going to have to switch it up and try and catch them. Just stick to it. Like, it's fine that people expected it. That crowd still went bananas. I also popped because they played Ruby Soho. So, like, it's, I don't know. It was just stick to it. Who cares if people find shit out? It's 2021. Like, that happens. And it was still a great moment. And I thought she looked really good too, and had a great match.
Hugged yeah, it's nice to see her.
Hello?
What?
Oh, it's sorry. We're just talking over each other there for a second. It's nice to see Ruby Soho being elevated in the company versus where she was just always caught in kind of that mid-card drift for the women's division in WWE.
Well, they factored like, it all off into groups, and that kind of waters a lot of people down.
But it's just time after time, these guys that like get released from WWE, guys and girls that get released from WWE, that you just you watch them and you're like, it was right there. Like, how do you let a guy like Aleister Black go? And of course he comes in and is immediately doing big things because it's so easy. The guy's a tremendous talent. He's good at what he does. He tells a great story. He's got a cool character. He had a tremendous entrance, still does, but like the whole thing, it was the whole entire package, and you just let him go, and then shocker, he's still really good and can be used to make a lot more money than you ever gave him a chance for. Same thing goes with Ruby Soho. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just time after time, it's like it's so frustrating that like fine, at what point am I just done with trying to support the company that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and hasn't for a long time?
Word, at what point does it become the company and not the talent's fault?
I think we're past that point already.
Yeah, we're well past that, I think, as these mass wave releases happening. You're letting some goldmine wrestlers go.
And it's not even so much of them letting them go. I mean, contracts end and people go elsewhere, and there's probably, tried to re-sign people. Do you think it's too many now, though? Like, this is kind of what happened a little bit in kind of the heyday of TNA, and they started taking on a lot of ex-WWE people. Now these are bigger names and younger names and things like that. But like there's only so much TV time to go around for everybody. I know there's YouTube shows, but I mean, let's be honest. I don't watch the YouTube shows. They're mainly kind of squashy matches, I assume. Again, I haven't watched it. I thought Rampage was going to be a 2-hour show, but Rampage is only an hour show. So there's only like three hours of big prime time real estate to try to get everybody in.
And they also, correct me if I'm wrong, but they also, like, they don't run pay-per-views every month, right? They do, is it 4-year?
Yeah, like quarter.
Yeah, I think they do one every 2 months, because the next one's November, I think. Isn't it? Full Gear?
Yeah. It's a Saturday, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They can't do it forever. I still think that, to me anyway, Bray Wyatt, or call him whatever you want to call him, like, that's a guy that you can make a lot of money with as well. But at some point you have to kind of establish your own stars and carve an identity away from the ex-WWE people, right?
Because the rumor mill is now churning with Kevin Owens' contract ending, and he had posted a cryptic tweet with the coordinates of Mount Rushmore, which kind of, I guess, ties into a promo, I think, for PWG or something, Scotty, maybe, or he's talking about he and
they were
Adam Cole and the Young
faction
Bucks.
In PWG.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were a faction, Mount Rushmore. And then they also had Super Dragon in their group, too.
He's coming back for the next PWG show, hey?
Now let's get the rumor mill going. He's AEW bound.
And I guess Gargano's deal is up sometime before the end of the year as well, so...
Interesting.
I wonder how long before they're profitable, because I know they're got to be losing, especially because of the pandemic. They've got to be like in the red still, and probably will be for a while. I'm no businessman, but I'd love to know how long before they make profit.
You're talking AEW?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are they touring? Or are they still just based out of Florida?
Well, the Dynamite tours. So like, there's a different weekly show, but everybody goes home and then gets flown back into whatever the town is.
But they're not doing like house shows or anything on the weekend, right? It's all just the TV.
Yeah.
I know apparently this new Universal thing, they've got a bit of a home set up at Universal for Dark. So that's another.
Well, and are they even like, because I saw like when Punk came back, he had the shirt and it broke the Pro Wrestling Tees website. So does that mean that they don't even have their own merch? Like,
no,
are they
I think they're in bed with them.
Okay. Yeah, they're all together because they're shop.ew.com, but it looks identical to Pro Wrestling Tees.
That's, yeah.
So they would have seen some money from that then and some whatever the contract is, I guess. I don't know. That's a good question.
Sometimes business stuff is interesting to me to talk about the money and shit.
Because how much money does Punk get from the shirt? Pro Wrestling Tees makes money, and then AEW gets a cut too?
Yeah, you would assume.
As a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, who knows what kind of deals they cut. I think it's cool the fact that he bought ice cream bars for everybody from that local like ice cream place. I thought that was super cool.
Yeah. Like, and apparently with his own, like, he actually bought them himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, how long was he sitting on all these ice cream bars for?
Big freeze. Like,
did he have a deep freeze just fucking full of them?
Yes. He had a deep freeze with 12,000 ice cream bars in it.
It's neatly stacked, one on top of another, outside of the box.
And then this is a real question.
Threw him in the back of his Ford Bronco and drove down to the Allstate Arena.
Why does he have a Ford Bronco? Who's he, O.J. Simpson?
I knew he couldn't resist. I knew it.
That's why I said that specifically, because
O.J. Simpson?
Yes, it's a very timely timely pop culture reference.
Why? Because of the passing of Norm MacDonald?
Wow. What is going on? I miss this, Warren. I miss this.
Oh, God.
Did we get rid of people at your radio station? Can we have the studio back, or is everybody still there?
No.
I don't think we can come in during the pandemic.
I was going to say, to tie back into your guys' previous episode, you're absolutely right. We would not be doing the Sad Pod the way that we were doing it if that was still around today.
I don't think there was anything that was that bad.
You're right, but we would still have to. I feel like I would have to be a lot more careful now than things were then. I kind of flew under the radar back then with a lot of that stuff. I feel like there's a lot more prying eyes that somebody might get an ear onto that and be like, gee, you probably shouldn't associate with the guy that made the abortion joke on your podcast.
Oh, boy. That's you, Scotty.
Yeah, but it was a different time. It was the Wild West.
It was a different. That's what I'm saying. I love it. I'm nostalgic. Like
talks about it like it was a different time, like it was the 60s.
Like
you can just throw a word around.
Oh boy. Scotty, did you get a chance to watch the GCW board games?
No, I haven't seen that yet, actually.
Is
it worth checking out?
It's pretty chaotic. It's a lot of fun to watch. I think that production wise they could have done a lot better just because with pardon me, the two rings, there's a lot going on, and they obviously need to try to keep tabs on everything that's going on. And I think the guys should have known as well that if you're going to plan some big spots, that everything else needs to kind of slow down to focus on big spots, because there was a lot going on to try to follow. They gave it a lot of time. It was violent as fuck, but it was a lot of fun.
What was the storyline going into it? Or is it just a group of guys, or is there a story?
Well, it's the 440 guys.
Those greasy heels.
Yep. The big greasy heels against the second year crew and Nick Gage, and they've been feuding forever. I think that's one of the best feuds of the year. If I was to do a year end award kind of thing. But yeah, if you get a chance to check it out, it's a lot of fun.
I'd like to point out that I know who Nick Gage is now. So I've expanded my horizons a little bit.
Yeah.
You always knew who he was.
Well, I knew you guys had mentioned him, but I didn't really know who he was. I watched that Dark Side, and that is something. And he is, that's a crazy sumbitch right there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that show for a minute. I think the next round of season 3 is coming up right away. Mm-hmm. Have you checked out all these episodes?
I haven't seen all of them, but I've checked out probably the vast majority of them, I would say.
I've seen them all.
I've read that the Plane Ride from Hell one that's coming up is a little dark. And there's a
is
lot
that
of
the one shit. Where Vince got into a fight with somebody or something? Is that what that story's about?
I'm not sure if Vince fought anyone, but it's that it's the famous plane ride from the overseas tour where
Mr. Perfect and like Brock Lesnar getting like a
they get into a shoot wrestling fight. Like, somebody cuts off Michael Hayes' ponytail and Ric Flair's like walking around.
Yeah, it was like X-Pac who like cut off the ponytail.
Yeah. And yeah, but I guess
I think
like,
he's shit in someone's bag too.
Like I guess that it comes off very dark and there's a lot of some things that are revealed that aren't really known about it. So I'm interested to see that one. The FMW one should be pretty good too.
What else are we getting? This the Chris Canyon was another one that I remember seeing that they were gonna be doing, and I think Luna Vachon was another one.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
And I were they doing something about the like the United States versus McMahon steroid?
Oh yeah, the steroid trial, and they have the lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good. They're really good, honestly. Like it's a pretty decent look at like an unbiased telling of it, right? Because Vince doesn't own the fucking company, so they can actually tell a true story.
Yeah, and they talk to all the right people. They actually have another series that I just finished watching on Vice called Dark Side of the 90s, and there's 9 different episodes, and they each focuses on like one like big kind of pop culture thing from the 90s. Super, super interesting. Like one episode's on Beanie Babies, but it's fucking fascinating. Like the story of how the Beanie Babies. One was on the Viper Room where River Phoenix passed away, and there's one on the East Coast, West Coast hip-hop thing, and there's one on Kurt Cobain, and one on like on modeling and like how the supermodels kind of came to prominence in the 90s and the culture with that. Super, super interesting show. I think they're all on YouTube. Check them out.
Does the Kurt Cobain one kind of start as like a 90s grunge movement?
Sort of,
I think I've seen that one episode.
Did you guys watch the Woodstock 99 documentary?
Yes, I did.
I have such mixed feelings on it. It goes from like, look at this sick live footage. That's crazy for like bands like Limp Bizkit and Korn. Like, I can't believe how big the crowd is.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden it gets like, whoa, this is really fucking dark. In terms
of there
like,
wasn't really much that I personally didn't already know. Like I knew about the riots and the fires and
I didn't realize there were so many sexual assaults.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was pretty.
I knew about the rioting and like the fires or whatever, but I didn't realize about that.
And like I just couldn't believe the shit that the promoters were like, you're being interviewed for a documentary and you're really going to say, yeah, sorry, lady, if you have your shirt off, you kind of have it coming. Like, what are you, what? You really said that?
It was a different time, or it was different.
But he's interviewed about this like last year. Like, what?
And me too. Movement is already
up there, and like being Limp Bizkit, like it's his fault, and like
that's one of the things.
That's
like
know
who you booked.
Well, that's one of the things that I found really interesting about it is it tried to kind of get into and explain kind of the psyche or why all the anger and the sexual assaults and stuff took place. And they tried to go at it from different avenues, and there's some I kind of agreed with and some of them I kind of didn't, because I don't believe that you, and I'm not a Limp Bizkit fan by any stretch of the imagination, but you can't blame artists for kind of a reaction to their work.
Well, because Limp Bizkit goes out there and is like, I feel like ripping someone's face. Like if he's super fucking quiet and not being Limp Bizkit, then they're going to be just as pissed because they aren't getting what they paid for. So maybe don't gouge people and fucking charge them as much for a beer as you do for a water. And
that was
actual
fucked
water.
Too.
Like, fuck. And the fact that they were literally rolling around in shit was like, oh my God. Because you see all those pictures like, oh, they're having fun in the mud. No, that's sewage. Gross.
You know, it's a shame who they didn't get for that documentary, because they definitely played that year. ICP. I feel like for better or worse, they would have been good talking heads for the documentary.
They're always good for a soundbite or two. But yeah, like if I listen to, aggressive music, or I go to an aggressive concert and then I decide to start riding, that's on me. Or I decide, I want to get aggressive with a woman or aggressive with a guy or whatever, and that's how I react to it. That's on me. That's not on the artist.
No.
I don't know. Again, a good documentary though.
Yeah, I also enjoyed Moby shitting on specifically CanCon artists in that one where he's like, he's complaining because his name's not on the board. He's like, who the fuck is Our Lady Peace?
Yeah,
like, well, hey, that's our band. Yeah.
Hey,
you.
Chill out.
Moby.
Oh boy, yeah, I'm not a big Moby fan, also, but you know,
couldn't tell you one song by Moby.
There's that one music video where he's an old man in a wheelchair. And
I was surprised he already looked like an old man in 1999.
Yeah. I don't know what that song's called, but somebody might know it.
Welcome to the We Shit on Moby podcast.
Natural Blues, that's what it's called. Natural Blues.
Natural Blues. I know we had that song with Gwen Stefani as well.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, you're working rock and roll radio. What's the big trending song on the bear right now? What's rocking up the airwaves?
We got lots. I'm trying to think of the best one, but we got Seether in there now. We got some Volbeat. Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Still Death Punch, really?
Yeah.
You guys are playing that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a slower one.
Okay.
It's very like ballady.
Scotty, what do you listen to these days?
Nowadays, I've just been listening to a bunch of Mac Miller recently. Been listening to Rancid, Planet Smashers, Boston's. Just kind of the usual. My library on shuffle a lot recently at work or driving.
Warren,
correct me if I'm wrong, but Mac Miller seems kind of out of place there. That's like rap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. It just you rattled off like a bunch of punk, and then there's just one rap in the middle there.
Yeah, one rap thing. Yeah, I like a little bit more hip hop and rap nowadays than I once did.
Like what?
Mac Miller. Palmer
I learned
Squares,
about it all. I learned about MF it all. Doom. I learned about it all from Owen. Owen's teaching me all about the hip hop. Isn't MF Doom Owen, the guy? What's that, Warren?
Owen's into the hip hop now.
Oh, he is hip hop.
Big time into the hip hop.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Like we listen to Hip Hop Nation on the satellite radio whenever we're driving around, and he knows like every song. I will
is
say,
he singing along.
Oh yeah, WAP came on, and I'm like, dude, don't ever say any of those words ever again.
Yeah, that's got to be a jarring experience to have your kid singing the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, he's like bucket and a muff. With this wet ass pussy. I'm like, stop it. Stop that forever.
Gobble me, swallow me.
I don't think dudes are supposed to sing WAP.
Hey.
Funny.
Now I'm not inclusive, so now I'm canceled again.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Smash Martian, right?
Yep.
I would never say that nowadays about a wrestler.
What's on your Spotify these days?
I've recently gotten into. Yeah, I just got that public emergency alert there. Hey, eh? Everybody else.
Yeah,
that?
Me too. Yeah, I got that.
Okay, let's read it together because I just got it as well.
Yeah, I'll do the live read.
Yeah,
it's Alberta emergency alert, public health alert issued by Government of Alberta. Alberta has declared a state of public health emergency to protect the healthcare system. New public health restrictions will be in place starting September 16th. This says nothing.
Well, here, let's go to Alberta.
It's got a link.
.ca/COVID.
Yeah.
See, this is breaking.
If it
news.
Tells me that I can't go protest at the hospital, heads are going to roll.
New temporary heads are going to roll. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Stay with me now.
Yeah, here we go. This is good podcasting right here. Yeah, this is the real Fat Pod reunion.
Yeah, breaking news. Okay, why is this thing not opening? What are the new temporary measures?
FTR beat up Sting.
Those bastards.
That's like the only signing I don't like in AEW for the most part. I'm like, Sting? Why? He's old.
Come on, and Tully wiped off his face paint. That's mean.
Okay. I'm trying to read this here. Looks like gyms are closing, I think. Indoor group classes and activities are not permitted. Indoor competitions are paused except where vaccine exemptions have been given. Indoor training, one-on-one training, solo activities are allowed. Let's see what else. Following restrictions apply to businesses that do not implement the restriction exemption program. Indoor dining is not permitted. Outdoor dining with a maximum of 6 people per table, 1 household, or blah, 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 blah.
Liquor sales. Indoor dining is going away?
If I'm reading this properly, Liquor sales and consumption sales end at 10 p.m.
The way that I understood it, at least, yeah, and then they might have changed it, I guess, since then. But when they were announcing it earlier, it's you need to, if you are a owner of a restaurant and you decide to not require proof of vaccination in order to enter, then you are limited to curbside or patio. If you comply with the rules and say you need to show proof of vaccination in order to get in here, then you can still be at whatever the percentage that they've knocked it down to now is. Oh, okay. I think.
Clear as mud, right? Well, this has been the breaking news
from the media here.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Big news, Warren.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
So what's
sounds like an air horn there.
What's spinning in your Spotify or what have you these days, Warren? I know you're a big metal guy. What's going on in the metal world?
I haven't really done much metal lately. I've been, as Scotty knows, because I tweeted out a couple weeks ago, I kind of dove into, I forget where it started. I think we brought up the Interrupters on the show and used that for like a song that we play every day, the WTF track. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I fucking love these guys. I don't know why I don't listen to more of them.
Such a good album.
Then I did. And yeah, a tremendous album. And then I just was like, why did I never get into like ska and punk stuff? Because I don't know if it's just right now or whatever, but I've never disliked it. I just never like actually was like, I'm going to make
it to
listen to some shit. So I tweeted out and was like, hey, what's going on? Tell me some things. And then Scotty gave me some bands and I got some bands from other people. And I've been kind of, I don't know, bop around, listen to some of those. So
what's the favorites?
Scotty, what was the ones you sent me? Do you remember?
Some like Less Than Jake, a little bit of Real Big Fish. It was funny. Some stuff I was listening to a couple days ago. I was like, oh, I got to send this Warren's way. But yeah,
I think I did listen to some Real Big Fish. I don't remember any specific. I'm terrible with song names. Like I'll usually just pick like an artist or even like just go on a ska playlist and just play. Okay. And then I don't actually like look at what's playing. It just kind of plays as I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So that's partially my fault. But I don't know. I've been quite enjoying my time. Scotty, you're going to have to give me skanking lessons. I have to learn how to skank.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I don't know. I last time I did it was like Punk and Drublick for like Less Than Jake in like 2019.
Do you ever forget how to skank though? I mean, once you know.
I think as life goes on and you become heavier, it is harder.
All right, Warren, what's the track you picked for us?
Kind of. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of these guys before? Go Berdello is the name.
Would I've seen it's this kind of before.
It's punk, right? I'd call it like a gypsy punk, I think is what they technically call themselves.
I always thought it was kind of like when I saw them live, they had so much brass that I almost consider them a ska band, but they're like their own subgenre of ska almost.
And that's where I first saw them or first heard of them even was they opened up for System of a Down in like 2011, 2012, somewhere in there. And I was like, man, these guys are awesome. And I listened to them and yeah, they are. It's different. Like, it's not something that I can just go up to any of my friends and be like, I think you'd like these, because you really have to have a bit of an acquired taste because some of their stuff isn't even in English, which I think this song that we're about to listen to falls under that category as well. But yeah, I like these guys. They're fun. They have some silly songs like Start Wearing Purple is a good one. That's like really strange, but I figured I'd go with a more go-goal sounding song.
Okay, so Scotty took to the Twitter to ask the Twitter people to send in some questions. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to those questions right after we play your track. Warren, I want you to show me how it's done because you're a professional broadcaster, and I want you to throw to the song.
Well, am I hitting the post or what am I?
Well, no, don't pull back the curtain.
No, put the puck in the net, man. Don't hit the post.
Everything's done in post production, so I can make sure you hit the post. So don't even worry. Oh, just do it.
About breaking kayfabe.
Or I could fuck you over and put it like 10 seconds.
No, we're shooting. I'm shooting.
The worst of all time. Yeah.
No, I'll make you sound good. Show me how it's done.
Okay. All right. Butter me up. All right. This is my pick. It's Gogo Berdello, Emigraniada on the Punk and Pile Drivers podcast, the Satpod reunion.
Emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da, emigrada, emigraniada. We're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher every time. of tear gas. Our destinies jammed every day, like deleted scenes from Kafka. Flash down the bureaucratic train. But if you give me the invitation to hear that bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher. Quickly jaded, to them we got nothing to say. Our emigrada, emigraniada, for them is Don Quixote's kind of way. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher. Start again from zero. It's a book of true stories, true stories that can be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We come and rubber every time. Rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
We're coming rougher.
That is Warren's second pick. It's a song by a band that I'm not going to try to say because I tried to say it 2 seconds ago and it didn't work. So fuck it. On the Punk and Podrivers podcast. See, I wish I had all the great sound effects.
That cigarette out.
Before we go to Scotty's questions, I think I asked Scotty this when he was on the first time. I'm going to ask you, what are some of your favorite Sat Pod memories? Now, for people that don't know, maybe give a little bit of a quick history of where Sat Pod came from, because I've got friends from Calgary who listen who may not know about it and stuff. So it was a wrestling podcast that you guys started, and I kind of hopped aboard a little bit later.
Yeah, it was it technically started as when I was in radio college to become the great broadcaster that I am today. we had a radio station that was broadcasted exclusively on the internet, as you know as well, because you went through the same program. Mm-hmm. And we got to do our own, like, after
hours. Very different
hours
results, though.
Well, I mean, I'm a high bar, you know.
Just second generation.
Prepare yourself to the... so we got to do our, after hours radio show. And I, for the first couple of years, did, like, more music stuff and realized, well, that's stupid, because that's what we do all the time. So I was like, why don't we do a wrestling thing? And Scotty, honestly, it was probably Mike Stupark that was like, I got a buddy. You want him? Cause I didn't want to do it by myself.
Yeah. He hooked it up for sure.
Yeah. It was our buddy, Mike Stupark, who went to it was in the radio class with me. He's like, I got a buddy. You want to meet him? And I was like, sure. And then we did the first one. And then that was it 12 or 13 that we started doing it?
Remember? I feel like it was 2012.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because I remember watching, because Genesis Impact or TNA Genesis was always January, right?
Yeah.
And I remember we
used to record. I used to watch TNA and then go to Nate to record.
Yes, 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 yes.
It was that long. This just happened on Impact. Aces and Eights. It's crazy.
Yes, it was Aces and Eights era. That's right. Yeah. Holy shit. That was. I remember that because I think that Genesis was the one where Bubba revealed himself to be the leader or something. They hit him with the hammer and
good swerve.
What a time.
He broke Brooke Hogan's heart, that bastard.
Brooke Hogan.
Oof. Yeah. Her titty came out on TV that time. That's what I remember from that program. That's my takeaway.
And then people told me maybe you shouldn't associate with a guy who got really hyped that a titty was out.
Oh, okay. Continue the story.
And then once I graduated, it was probably close to a year, do you think, Scotty? Before I had plans. In fact, fun fact that I don't know if even Scotty will remember this, but on my very first day in the studio as a practicum student, I took a selfie, which is a weird thing because I don't take a lot of selfies, nor did I then for sure, of just me sitting in front of the mic with the Bear logo in the back, just like I was fucking excited to be here, and it was a cool time for me to just I'm doing radio for the first time. And there's a comment on there that I went back and saw recently for whatever reason from Scotty being like, oh, you've come so far from, I think you even said the SAT because we weren't a pod yet. So it was just SAT at the time. And I responded to your comment and said, soon you'll be here and we'll be doing it again. And then, I mean, it was a plan for sure. I just wanted to, wait till I was officially hired and wasn't a practicum student, bringing in some random guy vaping into the studio.
Yeah.
Making abortion. Yeah,
I did it one time. I didn't even think, hey, every week he's here with an abortion singer. I said it one time because I read that's why she was missing TV time. And now she has a kid. All right. Oh, yeah. It wasn't the right time for her then. And now it was.
Oh my God.
I stand by my statement.
All right. Yeah, and the rest is history, so to speak.
Yeah, and then we started doing it, I assume Brando came on. Was it just you and me when he started doing the podcast, or was Brando there the whole time, Scotty?
I feel like Brando was there for the original stuff.
Because
Brando used to be the producer behind the glass for the radio show.
We'd sit there and like he would look up things that we would get wrong often.
Yeah, we'd be like, this happened? And he'd be like, no it didn't. That'd be definitely wrong. Or I'd say like a year, and he'd be like, no, 2000, he'd be like, put it up in hand signals.
Yeah.
Like your fact checker.
And then eventually we started, in fact, I think we started doing, like it was like a monthly check-in with you, Boris. Do you remember that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you come in, like, you plug PWA.
Talking about PWA and stuff, yeah.
Talk about the PWA show and hype that up, and then eventually it was just like, why don't you just come do it all the time with us? And that's when we reached our maximum potential.
Here we go.
Well, Boris was like our news guy, and he would like get wrestling news from all over.
I printed out my sheets and came in prepared.
I missed the, what do you think was the most watched on the WWE network? That was my favorite thing.
That was a fun little thing.
The top 10 shows. Yeah. That'd be interesting to do that now with,
I miss, Warren and me like each write like doing the host review for different Raw and SmackDown, and we're using the old songs,
and you would always say apparently because you didn't watch the one show that you always read every week.
Apparently
things are one apparently.
I wonder what shares of Uproxx are at right now.
Oh man, Uproxx. I forgot about Uproxx.
That's where you guys always, Boris, you'll read the SmackDown review. We got it from Uproxx. Yeah. Give me a couple of quick favorite memories, and then we'll move on to questions, and we'll get out of here because I'm hungry.
Right. favorite memories. There's a lot. Our first award show, I think it was the first award show that we did, was great because it was no format, and I think that's the longest podcast we ever did. Like, it was like 3.5 hours, wasn't it? Like, it was crazy, and we just, I don't know. I felt like that was like the realest that we did. There was no format. We just fucking had fun and shot the shit and giving out our awards. Like, we are the greatest thing to ever grace God's green earth, which is awesome. So
that'd just be taking it super serious.
I don't know. There's a bunch of like mini moments. Like, I mean, if I just look through the sound effect folder that we have in this
bat pod thing. I'm sure that like all of those would just apply. The Big Bad Boris, It's a New Day was a good one when you were singing that theme.
I forgot about that.
Brie mode drops that we would always do because we love Brie mode.
Mark Henry, baby.
Mark Henry, baby's all time. Brando's, I think we're going to need some cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty saying, oh, God, Lordy. That's another good one.
I feel like there are so many more. Actually, I've got a list of them.
Waka Flocka. That's another Ric Flair Waka Flocka video was a classic.
Oh, let me see. I've got a folder.
And of
here.
Course, the song, which if you I check your email, of course, I sent it to you mere minutes ago. The MVP Boris, MVB3.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay, then I'll have to insert it in here at some point.
Mm.
All I have for drops is the SmackDown theme, the Union Underground Raw theme, the Satpod intro, and the news thing, and Ric Flair's Woo.
I wish there's a way that I could just play these on my end and you could hear them, but I don't think that would work. So
it's too bad. All right, Scotty, you got some questions from the public, did you not?
Yeah, we got a good 6-7 questions.
Holy.
Some old names here, some old friends who used to respond. You know what? Let's start with one of them. Let's go with Brian Danielson, a.k.a. Duncan.
Oh, Duncan. He should be like married with kids by now.
I think he's involved.
He's younger than us.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like in junior high or whatever the fuck he was when he first started listening to us. So that's always a weird thought.
We raised that kid.
Yeah, he grew up on the Sat Pod, damn
poor,
it.
Poor bastard. What does Duncan have to say?
He's like, you fucks. I miss you and love you all. Anywho, question time. Is Orange Cassidy the future of the business? Discuss. Also, talk about Seth Rollins' penis for old time's sake.
Seth Rollins. You know, I never saw those pictures of Seth Rollins' penis, and I'm not really upset about it.
Well, I guess you're going to have to check your email again here.
Oh, no.
See, this you is the downside of doing this virtually, is that I can't just turn my computer screen like I used to in the Sat Pod and be like, there it is. There's the penis. But
there
that was
is.
The craziest thing is the production value we used to have of just like a weekly podcast, great audio quality, the ability to look stuff up on computers. Warren could pull stuff up, rotate the screen.
Getting to use that studio was... Oh, I just checked my email. Probably better way to do this. It still gets me to this day. Oh boy,
really stupid.
Yep.
What are we talking about? What was the first part of the
Oh my god. I just opened.
You got him with the Seth Rollins penis.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
Is Orange Cassidy the future of the business?
Let me zoom in on this bad boy. Let's see here. Yeah, that's a nice looking penis, I guess. Orange Cassidy, I mean, he's not the future of the business. He found something that works, something that gets over. I don't know how, like, if it's got legs, it's going to last years and years, but it's lasting so far. I didn't think it would work well on, like, televised wrestling, but it is. And
yeah, it's super over on TV.
Make your money.
I'm a big fan of it. I think the first time I ever saw it would have been at, like, was it Janela's thing that we went and watched at your place that one time for us?
The first spring break.
And I remember even then, like, I was like, that's cool. But same thing. Like, I don't know if it would ever work on TV. Even it worked. I mean, having a big crowd lose their mind and pop over his little shitty kicks that he does is tremendous. The interactions that he can have are endless. Like Sting trading back and forth with him was incredible. I thought also, honestly, one of the best things that he's done, too, as much as that, I mean, I love the gimmick. I love how over it is. I love how, like, the whole thing is just brilliant. But the one time he fires up is to elevate, was it Statliner? Chris Statliner? Is that the name?
Yeah.
Like, in that match, like, that was such a brilliant spot to have him, like, that's the one time he gets any sort of emotion is to put over somebody else and have them have a spot in their match. I thought that was... That was a brilliant way to do that. So I like the guy. I don't think he's the future. I don't think that's where wrestling's going to go. At least I hope not, because the thing that makes him great is that he is unique. So if there's a lot of that, I don't think that's a good thing.
All right. Orange, I think, is as over as he can be with the character right now. So we'll move on to the next question. Awesome X, a.k.a. Mike Stepark, asked, do you think with AEW's recent signings of fan favorites, they're on track to overtake the WWE? And does the WWE even have the same relevance today? Let me tell you, they don't.
I don't think anyone's overtaking the WWE anytime soon. I mean, they're still the WWE. They're still, you know, the biggest name in this industry. It's going to take a lot of things to fall into the right places for AEW to get even close to that. I know they're doing, you know, good numbers and ratings right now and stuff, but it's a long con. But it's fun to have competition again. It's fun to start looking at those kind of numbers again.
Yeah, I tend to lean the same way. I think that, like, if you were to ask, you know, the common person, name a wrestling promotion, very few of them are going to be able to even bring up AEW. It's still so new. They're still establishing themselves. I mean, people that work in the building with me on the radio station that shares the same name as the network that airs AEW in Canada didn't even know that it was a thing. So it's going to take some time, but I think they've made great strides in the year, almost 2 years now that they've been on. So
I think it's almost going on year three, actually.
Yeah, Vince is it's such a monster to even get close to the they quote unquote beat NXT, I guess. So that's a minor win, but it's still a ways off before officially overtaking them as well. However, I don't know if you guys have seen the batshit crazy theory that Vince McMahon owns AEW, but I fucking love that idea.
I've read it before.
that's why he's letting these people go so that they can go to AEW because he also owns that and is secretly benefiting from it. And oh, Jesus.
Beautiful.
All right. The Federation asks, give me your punk inspired finishing moves.
My punk inspired finishing moves.
Like a punk song title concept, I guess.
What about the skank?
Give him the boot.
The skank.
The skank. There you go. Give him the boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an old compilation by Hellcat Records.
Basket case.
We could come up with a lot of bad ones and just name random songs. I don't know. I'm gonna have to put some thought into that.
Sedated.
What's that?
I want to be sedated.
That's not bad for a submission. That's okay.
Oh, he's giving him the holiday in Cambodia.
that's a sick one, actually. He's giving him.
I could see like GCW doing something like that, or like some
Indie. That would work.
Like Holiday in Cambodia sounds like a sick indie show name.
Honestly, great entrance name too. If somebody wanted to use it,
yeah, someone's gonna do a Jello Bafaria gimmick on the indies. That's his name. Don't laugh.
What did you say?
Jello Bafaria. That's his name. What's it? Say his name then, Boris.
Oh, I can't stop.
Boris Ratkowski over here.
Jello before. Oh shit. Oh, I'm
that's
crying.
His name.
Stop it. Oh, I'm crying. It's Jello Biafra. First of all,
no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No,
Warren, will you help me, please? I'm dying.
I don't know who we're talking about here.
Google
singer. We're talking about the singer.
Yeah.
It's B I A F R A is his last name. So how do you say that, Scotty? How would you say the word B I A F R A?
Bafaria.
There's no I in the second half of the word, though. Like, you're adding in like three letters to that word.
That's his name. I've heard people say it like that.
Oh my god, I
can't. Oh,
someone like, do the thing on Google where you're, like, you type in a word and it sends it back.
God,
Jello Biafra.
No, wait, that's kind of what I said, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Jello, I'm still. Biafra. Yeah, Jello Biafra.
Okay, we have to continue. what's the next question before I
moving on? Who'd you like to see CM Punk or Brian Danielson wrestle in AEW from at Paulo Migs 33?
Say that again.
Who would you like to see CM Punk or Daniel Bryan wrestle?
Oh,
Danielson.
I'd like to see them wrestle each other. I'd like to see some of the young guys like Jungle Boy get a shot at guys like that. Yeah.
I'd like to see the team of them together wrestle the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, that cage match was
Jesus.
Was spicy.
Yeah, that was something.
Warren, how about you? Who'd you like?
I'm looking through the roster because again, I'm not super familiar with as many people. I mean, Cody Rhodes is a name that would probably come to the front of my mind as a WWE mark, I guess. Eddie Kingston. I like him. He's a name that I said earlier.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I don't call me crazy, and maybe it's just his heel persona. I don't get Kenny Omega. I just don't get it. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't do anything for me.
What specifically doesn't grab you?
He was wrestling Christian, so he's somewhat limited in what he can do. But like, just even his promo style and everything, like I don't know. It's just not like a guy that I would think. I'm not saying he's bad, but I'm like, I just don't see him. Maybe he's too overhyped in my head. Maybe that's why I just expect him to be this like crazy, amazingly good thing that I've just never seen.
He's not as good as he once was.
Yeah, I don't know.
When he was in Bullet Club and stuff, it was like having matches against Okada and stuff. Those felt a lot better than a lot of the matches he's had in AEW.
Well, it's just a very different style for a whole bunch of reasons and TV time and that kind of thing. So, I mean, he's not going to be able to have 45 minutes to have knockout, drag out, giant.
Yeah, that is true.
He's got to learn more traditional American TV wrestling, which is fine. I think people are very kind of feast or famine with him. Either they're big fans or can't stand him. I know people who are not big fans.
Who's a guy that... On the pre-show for the AEW pay-per-view with the mustache. What's his name?
The old-looking guy that showed up at the end?
Yeah.
That's the Butcher or the Blade? He's the Butcher, right?
Oh, that's Andy Williams from Every Time I Die.
I like him.
Yeah, he's been only wrestling for a couple of years. He's come a long way. But yeah, that's a guitarist from Every Time I Die.
His finishing move is the Jello Biafra.
No, that's my indie name. I'm Jello Biafra. Yeah. I'm the chucklehead.
All right. What's next?
Who is your favorite SatPod guest and why is it me? From Colton Kelly, 95.
Oh, good old Colton Kelly.
I mean, who else did we have? We had Andy Anderson on there one time.
Boris doesn't count as a guest because he made his way into being... Yeah. I got part of the crew.
I got moved to the main roster. Colton Kelly was good. And
any of the interviews count?
The Miz. Wait,
when Miz called me Bubby?
Yeah, Bubby. Thanks, Bubby. That's like when people call their dogs or their children.
Yeah. Technically, Chris Jericho was on the Sat Pod.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jericho. I'm going to go with Jericho.
Yeah, we were able to piggyback off some of your stuff from work, which I think was really cool.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck other podcasts. We had Chris Jericho on ours.
And so Cal Val.
Oh yeah,
you did the interview with her, right?
Yeah.
Yo, but we were a happening podcast for its time.
It was happening.
Sorry to go back to that. There's another one of my favorite memories was when Scotty came in all super excited the one week and was, boys, I got us a sponsor. It's a dog food company, and then literally never said another word about it ever again.
Awesome. You didn't love the idea.
I never heard this story.
It was right towards the end. Where he's, I got this dog food. They'll sponsor us. We'll just have to hawk dog food on our wrestling.
Who was it? Bark Box?
Yeah, it was a subscription dog.
My roommate gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were going to sponsor the Sat Pod and then Warren poo pooed on it.
You poo pooed it.
He was like, we don't even own a dog, any of us. We don't have a dog, let alone dogs. Why would we get this? That's what he told me.
That sounds about right.
You poo-pooed it.
Yeah, he poo-pooed on the idea. It was over. Tyloni asked, where's the night 2 WrestleMania recap from the 2020 WrestleMania? I check every day.
Where's what?
The night 2 WrestleMania recap from 2020.
That sounds like a Boris thing. Boris, where's night 2?
I don't know. Did we even do that? Or did I do that?
You did night 1, I believe.
Did I?
Let's refresh the feed because it's probably going to be the most recent thing on there. God, there's Seth Rollins penis again. So that's neat.
Shout out.
Yeah, 98 is, or 211 was.
Sadpod 211 is the last one that I have in my hard drive as well.
Yep. Slackers.
This is technically Sadpod 212.
Well, we'll have to do another one then.
And our final question. Oh, wait, do we want to acknowledge Ty? You guys hear about Ty's weight loss?
Ty Aloni is a good man.
Ty Aloni is.
He also got a trapper's hat because he commented. I was like, that's a sweet hat. And I was like, well, get one. And then he sent me one like 2 days later. He's like, got it. I was like, good man.
I want a Calgary Cannons hat. I wonder if I can get one of those. Anyway.
I want to get a Dansbury Trashers hat.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like the year of the lockout on hockey. There's a documentary on them on Netflix. Check it out.
It's worth a watch. It is.
It's
it
a good watch for Boris.
Like a mafia guy's son at 17 got control of a like professional hockey team. And it's fascinating. Fascinating.
They had Nasty Morasty. Like there's some names they had on their team too. Mike Rupp.
He's a big wrestling fan too. So he brought like wrestling into hockey and made them goons.
Yeah, they had John Cena night.
Really? Oh, I'll have to watch this.
It's worth a watch for sure.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in, Tyloni. And our final question comes from the infamous.
Did Tyloni have a question?
I didn't even hear the question.
Yeah, where's night 2 WrestleMania that was recap? His
question? Oh, right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm assuming.
Who's baked now, guys? Smoke another one there, Warren.
I'm assuming it didn't happen.
I don't even smoke at all anymore. That's another update. I haven't touched weed in a year and a half.
Really?
How come?
I don't know. I just got to a point where like where I was this is gonna sound super old of me, but I was smoking weed to escape the real life. And then I realized that every time I got high, the real life would come to me anyway. And then it was overwhelming. So I got more anxious while on the weed as opposed to trying to deal with anxiety with the weed, and it just wasn't working for me. So I'll probably go back at some point, but I just haven't.
Yeah, when it's right for you.
Yeah.
The more you know.
That's right.
What's the final question?
From the Miz guy.
Oh,
why don't Sadpod happen anymore?
Why don't Sadpod happen? Because everybody grew up and moved out and had families of their own.
Yeah. Right. We all went home and became family men, like Guile from Street Fighter.
I think it's mostly just we lost that studio, right? Was the main thing?
For the most part, yeah. Like it was getting increasingly tough to.
Oh.
We lost the main studio, and then we lost the other studio, and then there was promise of potentially getting a third studio, but then that got taken, and then it was turning into a let's do this from home thing, and I don't think any of us wanted to actually host the other people in our home on a week basis. So.
Well, now there's new fancy technology.
It's true. This is rather convenient.
And it sounds
okay.
The
worst part is I actually have a dope basement setup now where I'm like, I would have people over to podcast.
Well, and the beauty of doing it this way is that even if you're in studio with Scotty, he talks over you 90% of the time anyways.
So that's true.
Like the authentic.
Something's never changed, man.
Got it fired up on the telephone.
Mark Henry, baby! Woo!
Well, who knows? Maybe this will be the impetus for things to come.
It's true. I mean, like I said, I'm getting back into wrestling somewhat.
I know. Every once in a while on Twitter, I'm like, damn, Warren.
I don't want to commit to anything because
you're excited. Yeah, I know. But they keep teasing you with things that you love. Edge, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson. Like, you love those three.
It's true. I'm into it.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe one day will happen. Give out your socials and how people can get a hold of you and where they can hear you on the radio.
You can follow me on all of the social media platforms, all in one convenient at. It's at the Diesel Barris, B-A-R-R-I-S is my last name. And you can listen to the Toby and Warren Show with Warren and Toby Monday to Friday, 3 in the afternoon until 7 in the evening. Thank you for having me on, Boris. This was a lot of fun.
You can follow me at ScottBox64. Definitely listen to the Toby and Warren Show featuring Warren and Toby. I am not on the radio. I do another podcast that is on hiatus right now. So hopefully Horror Cult Club comes back soon. Thanks, Boris, for having me on again. It's always a fun time. This was a lot of fun having a Sapod reunion.
What are you doing for work these days there, Scotty?
Me? I have a good job nowadays that I won't disclose on podcast.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what. Yeah. See, it wouldn't be a Sapod reunion unless you said, tell me about it after we're done recording.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it afterward.
Boris would be like, oh, I actually heard some crazy stuff about this wrestler. But I'll tell you as after the podcast.
Tell you after.
I had to.
I can only imagine what it was like being Ty Loney or like Brian Daniels, Duncan being like, well, what was all the cool shit that they said afterwards?
You'll never know.
I wouldn't know either because I always had to leave right away because I was getting picked up.
All right. We are going to go out to a song by a band that I came across just searching through things, and it ended up being a wrestling-related band name and a wrestling-related song by this band. The band is called The Cheap Pops.
Ooh.
And
I've heard of these guys.
Yeah, and they have a song that came out, I want to say, in 2019 or so. The song's called It's All Right. Listen to the lyrics about the song. It's basically them telling Vince it's okay that he can like retire and he can go away now, but packed with a nice little kind of skate punky kind of punch. So I hope you guys dig that. That's what we're going to go out to today. Thank you guys. This is always fun.
Thanks for having me.
We got a new,
thanks for having us.
We got a new sound bite for Jello Bafaria and that'll keep me going for at least a few days. It's a new day. Hey, do you have all the drops there? What else you got for me?
Waka flaka.
Oh, waka flaka. What else?
Got this one too. This is a good favorite.
Oh God, Lordy, that one's a good one too.
Yeah, pretty good.
Do we have any Mean Gene?
Well, you're gonna need some cocaine.
I believe it wasn't. I think this one is Mean Gene, maybe.
Fuck it!
Yeah, that's
yay.
Classic.
Oh, excellent. Good times. All right, thanks, gentlemen. Check out the Cheap Pops song called I Don't Care. We'll talk to you guys hopefully next week.
I don't care about mainstream wrestling anymore. Each angle's either stupid or a fucking bore. Teleportation gouging eye.